Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The sound of that sitar can mean only one thing. We're only a few movies away from discussing Mike Myers' iconic film, The Love Guru. And the only way we can get through it is with all of you horny babies. Live. We're going to be discussing The Love Guru live. Our first live episode ever will be our discussion of The Love Guru. Cameron and I have never seen it before. And the honest truth there is we've been too scared to see it. The entire podcast is building up to this one point. The Love Guru is the key to the puzzle that is Mike Myers. You'll be the first to find out what our genuine reactions are to The Love Guru. I'm really worried that I will genuinely love it. And that's why we can't do it alone. We're doing a live episode at 3 p.m. Sunday the 21st of May at the Chippo Hotel on Abercrombie Street in Chippendale, Sydney. Tickets are only $10 and all the links and information in the show notes for this episode. So click on all of that, all of those hyperlinks. And as you know, that is when the Sydney Comedy Festival is happening. It's not part of it, but it's happening around it. So we will have some of the best Mic Check heroes ever discussing The Love Guru with us live. So you got to be there. Horny babies, we're too afraid of the Myers curse to talk about this movie alone. So please pick up some tickets for $10 to see us and a bunch of Mic Check heroes discuss The Love Guru live at the Chippo Hotel on Sunday, May 21st. Blessed be horny babies, and blessed be Mike Myers.
It's Mic Check, it's Mic Check, the podcast by Mike Myers.
Hello, horny babies, and welcome to another episode of Mic Check, the only podcast where two comedians go through the entire filmography of his horniness himself, Mr. Mike Myers. My name is Alexi Toliopoulos, and with me, as always, is Cameron James.
Hey, babies. Thank you so much for letting me nestle right into your ears and just get right in deep in there and let you know a few things about my buddy Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you monologuing right now? That was so
I'm
weird.
I'm sitting here in a chair. I'm looking straight ahead out a window and I can see the rolling waves of the surf.
Okay, let the record show we are in a theater after hours. We've broken into a theater. We're sitting on very nice furniture, very theatrical furniture, I might say. And Cameron has just absorbed the mode of what it's like to be an actor, treading the boards.
I have had one beer and I'm wasted, guys. I am rolling with the punches, and the punches are coming thick and fast. And speaking of thick and fast, how are you, Alexi?
Oh, okay, dudes. Famously very quick-witted, famously quite dumb. That's why my nickname is Thick and Fast.
Really dumb, but really quick.
And also, dude, I'm fucking thick, dude.
Two C's.
I'm thick, dude. T-H-I-C-C.
How are you going? I'm sorry I've been away. I apologize for...
Yeah, this is the first time we've hung out in like a month.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
You sure?
No. No, it's been a struggle without you because we're just at that point where everything is Shrek.
Yeah, I know.
Really, everything we're doing right now is revolving around Shrek. We're dick deep in Shrek right now. Yeah. It's stuck in. I can't stop thinking about Shrek, and I hate that we've become the experts on everything.
Shrek-sperts, please.
Shrek-sperts.
Have some respect.
I'm sorry.
Shrek. Oh, kill me. I'm sorry.
And it's just like people will always send me messages about Shrek now.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Remember when this used to be about Austin Powers?
Yes, I think about that. That's the other thought of the day was, remember the good old days where I used to go, hey, Shagadelic, let's have fun.
Now you're always saying, donkey.
Yeah, I hate my wife and my kids just like Shrek.
But, you know, we're not alone today.
Mm.
We've got two potential Shrek-sperts.
Perhaps people that grew up with the Shrek franchise and we brought... once again into the dick deep waters of Shrek with us.
That's right.
So we're
now,
not alone.
This is the second time you've said dick deep.
Yes.
And I've also heard you say it on the Blank Slate Movie podcast episode that I was not on. And I don't know if I'm okay with it.
I'm only saying it a lot now because our friend Levin said it to me and I was like, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask if you're saying it a lot because it like felt like your thing. Like you said it once and it got a good reaction. And
your name.
No, someone else said it. And I was like, that's
so
fucking cool.
I didn't
steal it. I just...
You're influenced.
Yes. I'm influenced. Yeah. I mean, he's a social media influencer in this town.
Cool.
So
yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Would you like to introduce our special guest?
No.
Okay. All right. So anyway, thanks for joining us. All right. Come on, everybody. You know them from Freudian Yip. You know them from the John Conway Tonight Show. Please put your hands together for Jenna and Victoria. Yay! Yeah.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Really hoping you're clapping at home.
Yeah.
Listen.
I just want to say thanks so much for bringing us into the Shrekverse.
Listen, you guys. You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Jenna, thank you so much for joining us.
That's all right.
Thank you say so much?
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And Victoria, thank you so much as well.
Oh, well, what a pleasure this.
Vic, what was your first experience with Shrek?
I think it was a 7th birthday party. My friend had a party at the Randwick Ritz Cinema in Randwick.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one of those things where the mum organises all the kids to see it together.
Uh-huh.
And we all saw it together.
That was... Which Shrek was this?
It was the first Shrek.
Shrek the first.
Shrek the first.
And what was your first instinct?
I have really loved it.
Yep.
I felt something deep inside.
Okay.
For the ogre.
Okay.
For the man.
You got hornied by Shrek.
Well, let's not say that.
I'd say
it was spiritual.
It was emotional.
I was emotionally invested in the narrative.
Okay.
Once you go ogre,
you never go back.
Yeah.
Well, you really set up a great...
Not everything has to rhyme.
That was a great setup.
I'm known for the setup.
You're the premise. You're the punchline.
I'm the punchline.
And sometimes you're the setup,
work.
And you're another setup.
Yeah.
And that's a very exciting thing about your comedy.
Yeah, we just keep setting things up. Yeah.
That's really exciting, guys. Yeah. We're so excited to have you guys here.
Now, as a young lass out there in the world, you're seeing this big grumpy ogre on screen. You're thinking... You're relating because you're 7, you're going through some highly emotional turmoil, changes in your life. You're thinking, I'm Shrek.
Yes.
I'm someone who's cranky, but underneath is a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Is that what you felt?
I did. I thought my primary school was a swamp.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Because of all the kids, and I was deeply misunderstood.
You were, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're dick deep in primary school.
Yeah, I was dick deep.
Oh, God.
See, it's funny.
No, thanks.
You know me, dick deep in primary school.
Dick deep.
Oh, yeah. No, so really, Shrek did touch me.
Yeah. Emotionally,
spiritually. Yeah.
And literally.
Yeah.
No. I'd like you to elaborate on spiritually, if possible.
Yeah. Well.
Is it possible?
It's probably not possible.
Okay, that's fair enough. It's a personal question.
It's a personal question.
I think the interesting thing with Shrek, often people say first is the worst, second the best. First is actually not the worst, as we found out going through these Shrek things. The first is the high point.
First is a great film.
Second,
also pretty good.
Pretty not bad. Third, the turd.
Yeah, third
is the turd.
Third is the turd.
That album, that first album that came out off the back of the first Shrek movie was... iconic. I think I remember going into Sanity. Do you guys know Sanity?
Sadly, I worked at a Sanity.
Oh, my God. No way.
I actually did work at a Sanity.
For how long?
For about 6 to 7 to 1 year of my life.
Jeez.
Wow. Six, six, six,
what?
Maybe 6 to 7 months up to 1 year.
Oh, God. Okay.
From the ages of 6 to 7.
Yeah, I was the dude that like actually sucked all the dust out of the videotapes. At least that was my job.
I was like, that's a lot of lost time.
Yeah, yeah, so you went to Sanity. You're picking up.
Oh, well, I just like on me and my experience with Shrek and Attack of the Clones.
Mm,
oh,
yeah. Two of my greats.
First two films I saw in the cinema.
Okay.
Really?
Because that's a late entrance to the cinematic universe.
Well,
that is true. How old were you?
Yeah, that's... you were.
What year did Shrek come out?
2001.
You would have been six.
Yeah,
a dark
six.
Year.
I mean, at what age is it appropriate to take a kid to the cinema?
I was
though?
1 year old. Despite I went to see Dustin the Chimp.
What?
In the hotel.
Sorry, what?
I was 1 year old.
Oh, Dustin checks in.
Did you say...
I said Dustin the Chimp.
Dustin the Chimp Hotel.
Yeah. That was my...
Yeah, I prefer that title, actually. Was that the German version?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. So when I was 1 year old, it was Dustin the...
Saying 1 year old? Don't you say 1 year?
I mean, we're calling each other out, left, right, and center.
No, I'm sorry. I was actually... wasn't so much of a neg, so much as a question. Like, I was like questioning how I was saying... Because I always say 1 year old.
1 year old.
When I was 1 year old.
I was 1 year old.
Because there's a lot of year olds going around, but I'm the one. I was just one of them.
And when you were zero, what do you say?
You don't say fucking shit, mate, when you're back there. All you're doing is like, give me a freaking dummy and put some bottle in my face. That's all I want. Just chuck on a movie, put Liftoff on, and just let me hang out in my diaper.
Excellent. Okay, so tell us about Sanity.
No. We're going back to my first movie experience, which is before Sanity.
So Shrek was your first movie.
My nana took me to the Shrek movie.
Okay. Wow.
My nana, who it was in Wingham. So Wingham's right near Taree,
the chicken place.
Oh, Taree.
Not the Ingham. That is Ingham.
Now tell us more about Ingham.
Rolling with Ingham. No. So she took me to the cinema, very small cinema, but for me it was a magical experience. Remember your first cinema experience? It's incredible. It's like nothing you've ever experienced. Yeah. It's magical. And it's a big TV and it was animation in a way that I hadn't seen it before because I was growing up with like Noddy.
Of course. The little man with the red and yellow car.
And he hangs out with an old guy.
The older friend,
famously hangs out with Big Ears.
Yeah,
Big Ears. Awesome. Since pulled off air for the...
Since pulled off.
Jeez.
You guys know that?
We keep going.
Anyway. Sorry.
It actually wasn't on air.
So on a serious note, the Shrek film with my nan, it kind of forced us together in a way that was really important for me growing up because, you know, it's like, it's this ageism where I'm like, Nan, you're 80. We're never going to have anything to talk about. Like, thanks for the milkshake, but like, you know,
thanks, sweetheart.
Yeah, totally. You know, I'm like, Nan, like, there's nothing that we're ever going to speak about in which you and I are on the same, you know, spiritual page. Sure. And that's like how I felt about old people as a 6 year old.
Yeah.
And when I saw the Shrek film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you're just like, oh, you feel bad for them. You know, it's like being at a zoo. You love.
Whoa.
Well, no. No, but you know, you're like, you've got your space. I've got my space.
Which one's in the cage?
MySpace was out back then.
Yeah. MySpace was out. Okay. That's another story. But yeah,
MySpace was actually my first movie.
Oh,
yeah, just watch the little clips on there.
Yeah, the first bulletin boards. I remember posting a couple of bitchy bulletin.
Ray William Johnson was my first film.
I remember that guy, the first YouTube star. But Nan and I were laughing in the cinema at all the fart jokes in Shrek 1, which was so magical because I was like, my nan would never like fart jokes.
Yeah,
but you find out she does.
Yeah, she loves it, and this is a lady that like. Collects like sculptures of line dancing boots.
What? Wait, your grandma collects sculptures of line dancing boots.
She has.
Does she line dance?
Well, my pop collects retiree clocks, which are like clocks that have
that no longer work.
They no longer work because they say I'm retired. Give me a break. And that's the clock and the numbers are all jumbled. And
yeah.
And so she collected like ceramic boots.
Okay.
There were little models of her own line dancing boots.
That's fucked up.
She was
dude.
A line dancer.
That's
yeah, but
really
this is what I mean. There was a big disconnect between us.
Big
and then
cultural,
yeah. And then we watched Shrek and we came together because she also likes the fart jokes and it's so special. I think.
Did
I
you ever fart around your nan and she laughed afterwards?
No, never. Would have never.
It's like a callback. Nan, remember this?
No, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you ever hear her fart? No. And be honest, I'll know if you're lying.
Have I ever heard my nan fart?
Yeah.
No, she does funny little burps. Yeah, you ever notice old people sometimes like quite petite about their burps?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I love a petite burp.
You know?
Look, I've heard my nan fart and there is nothing quite like it. It is breathtaking to hear a surprise fart from someone that
from
you
a senior
revere.
Citizen.
Someone that you look at as a matriarch of the family and then they let one go and you go, hey, we're all human.
Exactly, we're all human. That's what Shrek was to me. I go, you know what? There are no walls. These are walls in my mind that I've created and they're fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fake walls.
Wow, that's
and
that's
Shrek
awesome.
Tore them down.
Shrek did.
You gotta knock him down.
Yeah.
That's what Shrek is. He's not subtle. He farts. It's funny. He knocks walls down. That's what the kind of humor and intellect of a Shrek film is.
Yeah.
So the Shrek media that we ingested today, we watched two Shrek shorts.
Yep.
The first Shrek short that we will discuss is actually not a film. This is a 4D experience. This is Shrek 4D. Also known as Shrek 3D for the DVD release. And the Ghost of Lord Farquaad.
Are you a Shrek fan? Have we got a treat for you. The entire cast is back in an hilarious adventure where the action jumps right off the screen and into your lap. Trust me, you've never seen the big green guy like this. It's Shrek. 4D.
At Universal Studios Hollywood, take adventure to the next dimension with the new Shrek 4D attraction. Hair raising. Butt busting. Eye popping.
I can see. Oh! Never mind.
4D effects that put you right inside the action. Plunge into the new Shrek 4D attraction.
I think I'm gonna cry.
Now at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yeah. And so Shrek 4D is a 4D film that was located at Universal Parks and Resorts, which was the main licensee of the Shrek franchise when it comes to live events. And it is set in between Shrek 1 and Shrek 2. And it deals with Shrek and Fiona. I hate how much I say Shrek on this podcast. Just when I listen to myself talking about Shrek stuff, I say Shrek like 7 times in a sentence and it's really frustrating. So Shrek and Fiona I'm about to go on their honeymoon. Donkey's hanging out with them. And then Princess Fiona is kidnapped by the bad guys to take her to a graveyard where Lord Farquaad has been has been buried. So that's the gist of it. So we watched this on YouTube. It was absolutely not a 4D experience.
No, there's no YouTube. You can go to YouTube and you can see anything on there. Frenchie's on there.
all the greats are on
there. Tudor Williamson.
Yeah. You can watch old Pry clips as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They've got all comedians on YouTube.
It's so good.
You can watch Cameron James's Raw set.
Yeah,
from
I took it down. Actually took it down.
Okay,
I took it down.
Brutal.
I took it down.
How'd you take it down? I thought
I uploaded it.
Oh, that's so much work.
This is from the days before Melbourne Comedy Festival knew how to upload things to YouTube. 2012, a dark time. We thought the Mayan apocalypse was upon us. They were wrong.
Very wrong.
I uploaded it. I have since made it private. I'll send you guys a link.
Yeah. Great. That sounds cool.
I'd like
it's on
notes.
Vimeo. It's on Vimeo. Like,
yeah, it's for filmmakers.
So we watch this on YouTube. It's not a 4D experience, but as a young boy of 14 years of age, my father took me to Universal Studios in Los Angeles, and I had the Shrek 4D experience. I did experience it live, and it was maleficent. Pardon the pun.
Oh, no.
That's barely a pun.
Well, that's what the humor of Shrek is to make a slight popular culture / fairy tale reference and then just be funny.
So you had seen this before?
I'd experienced it before. Not seen it. I had everything. I had the whole shebang, the whole 4D Shrek bang.
That's how you... You just complain about how much you have to say Shrek, but you go out of your way.
Yeah, well,
so the word Shrek.
I had to make it funny.
In the least natural way ever.
Yeah,
Shrek bang.
Yeah, so I saw it in 4D with my dad sitting next to me, and it was very hot day, very sweaty boys hanging out there. Me and my dad sweating it up in a 4D cinema. So a 4D experience is multi-dimensional. You get the traditional.
Now, how many dimensions?
Four dimensions.
Absolutely. And what's so that fourth D?
Yeah, what is that fourth D?
Okay, so the fourth.
Vic was asking that when we were watching it, and I was absolutely gobsmacked because I didn't know what the fourth D was.
You guys both said, one of you said the stink, and the other one said smell.
Yeah.
The stink.
Well, that's true. The fourth dimension. So the first dimension, I guess, is cinema.
Light.
Like you're actually seeing the images. Second dimension is the sounds. You're copping the music that's happening in the background of Shrek yelling and stuff like that. The third dimension is the chairs themselves. The third dimension is the glasses that you put on so you can see.
That's it. You can't call it a prop.
Yeah.
A dimension.
Well, that's what the fourth dimension is. It's mainly props.
It's a prop dimension.
The prop dimension. because you're sitting in roller coaster chairs
that rumble
up and down.
That's so strange. It's just like saying every time you accessorize, you're just like entering a different dimension.
That's it, dude. That's why we're bracelets. So I can be a step ahead of everyone.
The fifth dimension? Love.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I love that shit, dude.
Yeah, you
dude, love I love Anne Hathaway. Love it when she monologues.
Yeah, totally, dude. I have been in one 4D experience.
What did you see?
Life.
What was your 4D?
I think it was the Batman ride from Warner Brothers Movie World.
Hollywood on the Gold Coast. Dude, I was in real fucking Hollywood, okay, for this experience, so.
Okay, man, well, I was at fucking Burley Beach, man, surfing and shit.
Okay, dude.
I'm like, I'm going down Cavill Avenue. I'm like, there's schoolies around. I'm like, well, I'm going down
freaking Sunset Boulevard, dude, and going, yeah, maybe one day I'll be freaking Johnny Depp hanging out on the streets here, panhandling for a loose change, dressed in a Pirates of the Caribbean uniform.
Yeah, cool. That's great for you.
If you were one of those characters that walk Hollywood, who do you think you would be?
Probably Vince Colosimo in the first season of Underbelly.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, no.
Who would you be?
Ooh. I was always taken by... Do you ever remember when Fox Studios was the backlot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was my favourite place to be. And I...
What is the backlot?
They used to have a Titanic 5D experience.
Fox Studios... Yeah. And you could go into all the different areas, and there was little exhibitions set up and like little kind of rides.
Titanic ride. There was a Baz Luhrmann show.
Yeah, there was the Babe 2 Pig in the City set you could walk through.
Yeah.
But I was always drawn to, they had like roaming characters
and performers.
Sure. Yeah. And I was always drawn to the Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah.
So I would be the Scissorhands.
You'd be Lady.
You'd be Edward Scissorhands.
No, I would be Edward Scissorhands.
You would just be Edward
Scissorhands. I would be Edward Scissorhands.
I empathize with that. I remember a guy I had a big crush on. We were talking about like what celebrities we look like, and he said that I look like a young Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, in which film?
I didn't actually question it because I was already processing the many issues with that.
Yeah.
That is, I remember.
Give
us
a smooch, love.
Yeah. I remember Walk I had a crush on a girl in high school, and I played guitar once at school, and I was thinking the whole time, I'm so fucking cool. And then she came up to me afterwards, and she was like, "Hey, I didn't know you played guitar," and I was like, "Yeah, I do." And she was like, "You reminded me of my uncle. He plays guitar." And I was like, "Oh, good,
awesome, dude."
Oh, dude, there's mega babe uncles, but like, don't write that off.
Yeah,
man, totally.
Maybe. Uncle Buck.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam, he wants you.
He wants you bad, baby.
Oh. Can we go back to your 4D experience just quickly? Because I actually also had that 4D
You had a Shrek 4D experience?
Yeah, so you had the Shrek.
The Shrek 4D. I went to the Shrek first.
In Los Angeles.
California.
The City of Angels.
Yep. So I was actually on a soccer tour at the time.
Oh, my God.
So I was there with the rest of the girls from the soccer tour. Yeah, well, you know, it's actually relevant.
Did you play rep soccer, Jenna?
Yeah, I did. And I went to Los Angeles. Right. And then with my team, we all did the Shrek 4D. Anyway.
The Shrek 4D experience.
The Shrek 4D experience. Can we talk about, because the seats move.
Yeah.
But it's not like a moving... You never once feel like it's a...
You never feel safe?
You never feel safe.
No.
You're never safe.
And it's also, very grumbly.
The seats feel like they're very sick.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, in what way?
I mean, in the way that it's like, oh, we're moving. It's like we're... Mm. It's not a smooth transition from one position to the next in this chair. It's like a jolting, and it is about, I would say, 2 seconds delayed from the action on the film. Mm.
And so they're very loud.
They're so loud. So if you're going down a waterfall or whatever, which does happen.
It does happen.
Spoilers.
You know, your chair will like go forward like this and like almost tip you out of it. But the delay between the visuals on screen and... The chair is extraordinary.
Well, that actually explains why my parents actually never let me have a 4D experience. Because I was just being here like, you know, I've never actually had one. And that explains it because I had terrible motion sickness as a child.
You'd get big time.
Yeah, I
would. I reckon the 3D would be the one that got you.
The 3D? The props?
The prop dimension.
The third dimension is just...
Is the move.
It's just you see shit closer to you and it looks a little bit more real.
It's
the avatar dimension.
So the avatar dimension. The good news is you can fully accessorize and not have any
symptoms. I can have the 4D with just the 3D is what will get me.
Yeah.
That's what will mess you up.
Yeah.
It'll muss you up. Because there's stuff in it where like Shrek farts and then you have a smell of like gas and also it emits like a steam at you.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of things in this where it will emit steam at you or there'll be a squirt of water into your face.
Oh,
like
see,
if
no,
Shrek
no,
is
no.
to sneeze, he's like, oh, Gesundheit, but it's like, too bad. I just copped a face full of water.
Yeah, that's what worries me about that. When I hear, when you're telling me you're getting water squirted in your face, I'm thinking... my mind goes to germs.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my mouth's open because I'm agape at the technology. I'm staring at the screen like, how do they get these cartoons to look so three-dimensional?
Yeah.
My mouth's open, squirt of germ water right in my mouth. I panic and instinctively swallow, which is something you guys know I do. And then I'm like, I'm sick straight away. So for the rest of the ride, my stomach is churning.
You've got that Shrek goo inside your
mouth. Like who's cleaning the pipes on that goddamn squirter?
Shrek nostril.
They're cleaning that Shrek nostril.
Well, they give you glasses so it doesn't get in your eyes. They also give you a ball gag when you go in.
No, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I was a 14-year-old
Was that
boy,
the Tarantino
hanging
ride?
Hanging out with my dad. We both have ball gags in watching the Shrek experience.
When I was there, the mist machine was actually broken.
Oh, no.
So I got sprayed in the face by an underage employee of Disneyland.
Imagine having that job.
Like with a little squirty bottle.
That sucks.
The whole family. But she has to do it so fast. I kid you not. Like, she has to do it so fast to mix in with the visual to make sense.
Yeah.
It's like a water gun.
Was there one per person? Or was this one for the whole room?
Well, there was a couple.
Is this real?
Yeah, this is for real.
Oh, my God. I thought this was a bit.
No, absolutely not. It's not that funny a bit, but it's funny reality.
Yeah, it's a real crate. So they had, like, interns with little squirty bottles misting up the audience.
Yeah, so they'd squirt it. They'd do one up. And if you were in the aisle seats, they would get you. And everyone would laugh because you've been gone.
Now that's funny. Now I can get on board with that.
It's like it's just a classic bit. It's like something you would say at a comedy club.
Straight it's more like you see that sort of stuff in comedy clubs. It's a funhouse experience.
Yeah, everyone's having a good time.
And for those stinky farts, what are they spraying in your face there?
Are they really stinky farts?
Yeah, there's a smell. It's smell-o-vision. Have you ever heard of smell-o-vision?
It's all the rage.
Now it's more smell on Netflix.
Yeah, smell-o-flix. Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but when I was in high school, I had a chemistry teacher that would always simulate the smell of vomit. Do you guys ever have that?
No.
Sounds like bullying.
There's two chemists.
Is this Atari? No.
It was at Wingham, Wollongong. Don't confuse it with Ingham.
Yeah, he would mix these two chemicals together and it would smell exactly like a cliche vomit.
And did people actually vomit from smelling it?
Or everyone's like, oh, chat.
That would be real chat,
Yeah, that
actually.
Would be chat.
That would be so chat.
It seems chat to have this guy you look up to, like, simulate
making
vomit.
Chat smells.
To making this chat. My point being that there's a beautiful chemistry to smell-o-vision.
Almost as beautiful a chemistry as the chemistry between Shrek and Fiona.
Yeah, back to the plot.
I buy their relationship totally.
Is that right?
I would buy it, totally. It's really good.
There's... It's really awesome. Shrek is a shit husband, but at this point, they're in the honeymoon phase. Literally, they're going on their honeymoon. So he's like, I got to save my wife. I'm not sick of her yet. We're only one movie deep. And so they go to rescue her. Also, Donkey is still very much turned on by the dragon.
Yeah, Donkey and Dragon, they've hooked up at the end of the first one. Or it's implied that they're going to hook up. In this one, they seem to be a couple. It's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
They have good chemistry. Almost as good a chemistry as those chat fart smells from Jenna's high school. but they seem to be in love, which is troubling for me because I've seen Shrek 2 before this, and I know that Shrek 2 famously begins with Donkey saying, things are a bit rough between me and Dragon at the moment.
Right.
But the way they leave it in this, he says... And we're going to go make waffles, which you would assume is Donkey, you know.
Yeah, well, because Donkey's sitting on the dragon.
The dragon.
Yeah,
dragon.
Deep and dragon.
Dragon deep, yeah.
Yeah, Donkey deep at this point.
Donkey deep.
Yeah, because is that the exact wording? Did he say, hey, you guys stay here on your honeymoon. Dragon and I are going away to make some waffles. Yeah.
It's not exact wording. Sorry, I didn't take the note down. But it's it's very close to what he
but
said.
It's very sexual, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Very sexual.
Makes me feel uncomfortable.
Okay. Makes me feel really cool, actually.
What do you reckon, Vic? Because I see this as like, yes, your immediate reaction is it's a sexual thing.
Yeah.
It's freaky that they're using a euphemism in this show that
it is a bit freaky.
Yeah, well, it's 4D and
all children's entertainers love to do that, where they like say one thing to the kids but another thing to the
adults,
to the parents. Yeah.
Which is pretty fucked up.
Nah.
No?
I love it.
Okay.
Something for mum and dad,
I was like,
something for mum and dad is such a gross phrase in itself.
It's pretty chat.
Yeah. It's so chat.
But
I actually think, like, we're going to make waffles could, like, maybe allude to, like, a greater unhappiness in the relationship. It's like, well, we're just going to...
We're just going to go veg out and eat fried food in front of the TV.
Totally, man. It's like Shrek and Fiona are on honeymoon. We all know what they're about to get up to.
What do you think?
Oh, and then Donkey's like, we're going to go make some waffles.
Yeah,
then,
but I think the dragon's like fully not. I think the dragon's just like, it's like, Donkey, I guess we can get up to some stuff
of our own. Yeah.
And then Donkey's like, don't worry. There's some waffles at home and they're getting covered in syrup.
And
it's not
a thick batter.
But that's all. He's like quite a literal guy. Yeah. Like that's
Do you think they're literally just making waffles?
I don't think so because we know from the second movie of Shrek, they're like, oh, me and Dragon had a fucked up time on a honeymoon. And then we're on a break right now. And then she comes back at the end. Disgusting mutant hybrid donkey dragon children, the Dronglings.
They
call the Dronglings.
They call Dronglings.
So we can theorize. No. The conclusion that I can draw here, as we already know, Cameron has come up with a theory about how donkey and dragon, what their hookup style is, where the donkey climbs within the dragon, and he does hoof around the bean until completion. But
did you say hoof around?
Yeah, Cameron did say
hoof. Is I've never had to say it in front of women before. yeah, look, I can't even look
Cameron
at
Cameron.
I was going to say, you
Cameron
actually
is beaten red.
Beat red right now.
He's gone reverse cowgirl on his chair, so he's not facing us
away
anymore.
Away from you, my body is facing towards you.
So you and like this is before we started recording. You guys were discussing how it happened.
No, we've talked about this many a time.
It's on record.
It's on record.
I've been fascinated with how he could have inseminated, and how they could have a sexually satisfying love life for the two of them. Because Dragon is beautiful.
She's
a beautiful
stunning.
Woman.
She's absolutely stunning. She's more woman than Donkey can handle, but he seems to handle it.
So how's he doing this? And like, yeah, I guess the only conclusion I can draw is that he...
And he did draw it, by the way.
Is that he goes all the way in and he leaves his...
His shoes at the door?
He goes in, he inseminates from within by himself. And then he comes back out.
Wait, what do you mean by himself?
Like, where he goes...
He's not going in with Shrek. Shrek stays out there. He's not going in. This is an adventure donkey goes solo.
He's got a rope tied around himself.
Yeah.
Shrek's got
and a canary. He brings Tinkerbell in a little cage.
He goes in. He
Jeez. Okay.
Fertilizes her ovaries, I guess.
With fertilizer.
And then he comes back out. he's satisfied because he's just ejaculated in there. And but he's like,
I want to make her feel good,
so he hoofs around
the bean,
her bean, for a bit to make her feel good. That's the only way I can fathom that they would have a satisfying lover.
So he has a trample.
He has a trample on the bean. How big is this dragon bean?
No, that's
probably donkey size is what I imagine. Like it's
he
the
can
same.
Just roll around. And
you can have fun with it. You can, you know.
Well, this is where I've come to a new realization, because this is more information than we've been given before. So, and now when I'm putting this stuff together with Donkey and Dragon, we know they've done it. We've got the proof.
They've got the dronglings.
They're four little dronglings. So, but at the end of the first movie, the dragon eats Farquaad. Is he in there as well?
Because
he's dead. So is Donkey like inside the dragon and Farquaad's ghost? Because the Farquaad's ghost is at the graveyard.
Yeah.
But when you become a ghost, shouldn't you be where you...
Where you died. Would,
yeah. So shouldn't he be...
I don't think that's the up. Area that things end up when you eat them.
Yeah, but ghosts can go through... Yeah. They can go through walls, be it flesh
so,
or...
So you're saying Lord Farquaad's ghost is like, I want to be in the dragon.
I got to get in that
I want to get in that dragon uterus.
Giant.
Yeah, because he's...
I want to get in the...
Because
yeah.
his grave is dedicated to her as well. It's like, it's a statue of him being eaten by the dragon.
Which is disrespectful.
Absolutely.
I would just
absolutely.
Can you imagine the ghost of an ex just living in your
living in your That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude, this is
it's
a sketch.
Like where they were last.
He chooses to haunt your
the
playground.
Most cavernous. Yeah.
The most cavernous
Fully,
part. Of
that's
you.
Fucked up.
Vic, if you could have any DreamWorks character haunt your cavernous regions, which would it be?
Oh god.
And be honest, we'll know if you're lying.
Yeah, we can tell.
Wait, I don't.
You can choose from the Ants universe, the
How to Train Your
How
Dragon.
To Train Your Dragon.
What are the other
monsters
ones?
Monsters versus Aliens.
Mine would be that big Bruce shark from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, no, that's what
we don't have the license, but you can get the Robert De Niro shark from Shark Tale.
Yeah, cool.
Yes. Just a shark, any sort.
Yeah. That's sexy.
Shark. What is which ones? What else is in Universal?
I reckon you could get a little ant in there from like maybe not Woody Allen ant, maybe not Woody Allen ant, but like
I
maybe
want the
Sylvester
Allen
Stallone
ant.
Ant. No,
I want the Woody Allen.
You don't want
ant.
The Woody Allen.
I want the Woody ant.
No, okay, you don't. Well, okay,
all right. Yeah. Here we go.
What about Buzz Lightyear?
Dude, that's Pixar.
Yeah,
we don't have the license.
Yeah. Sorry, what do you understand how licensing works?
No.
What else is Universal? Every list
Transformers, Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that would be Optimus
Bumblebee.
Prime. Bumblebee.
I mean, that Bumblebee sounds fun, to be honest.
Yeah. What about Big Transformer?
What's B-Movie? Is B-Movie?
B-Movie, I believe, is.
Is Universal?
B-Movie is StreamWorks.
So you could get Seinfeld.
I'll get Seinfeld then. I'll have Seinfeld haunt my
Can you imagine how annoying that would be?
I just want a swarm of bees.
What's the rating on this? Can I say what?
You can say fuck. You can. You can say
everything.
Did you say auntie?
No.
Okay.
The word that I
you can
use
say
to
cunt.
Can I say cunt?
Yeah, you're allowed it.
Yeah, no, I'd want Seinfeld in my cunt.
Now that is going on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I want Seinfeld in my
Oh no, I want Seinfeld
it.
To haunt my cunt.
I can't say it was actually a trap. Vic and I do that to guys a lot.
Yeah, we
try and trap them into saying it and
I
then
can't
we call them out.
But yeah. I sometimes have gay friends who say words that they're allowed to say, and when they say it, I immediately say, "Can I say it?"
And what
do they say? And they go, no. And I go, okay, one of these days you're going to say yes. Because I'm always wanting to say slurs.
I'm going to delete this, dude.
Yeah, you can.
I'll delete this from the podcast.
Yeah, delete it.
That was a trap, actually.
Yeah.
And you,
I skirted around the edges of it.
You did.
Like, much like a hoof around a bean.
And I want to talk about Farquaad's character development.
Yes.
Because I noticed in this... Like, he's obsessed with Fiona, right?
He thinks she's thick.
He, Jesus. He's fully into it.
Yes.
He wants what she's selling.
Yeah.
But and he doesn't even care that she's an ogre.
Yeah, well, this is where I'm getting, right? Because isn't he marries her when she's like, you know, the hot white princess.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz.
She gets ogred.
She gets fully ogred.
She greens out.
She greens. And then... Like, she's a very attractive, like, Lady Ogre, but Farquaad wants none of
that.
She's thick. But Farquaad wants none of that.
Yeah.
He's not having it.
I think from memory he goes, oh!
And
he's
that is
exactly
actually uncanny.
What he does.
Uncanny. That's literally the sound that he makes.
Do you remember that big fight scene he, like, organizes to Bad Reputation?
We'll never forget it.
Bad Reputation.
Neil.
Such a good scene. So he's like obsessed with it. That's what I'm trying to set up. Like he'd do anything for her. She's an ogre. He freaks out. He's grossed out. Yeah. I can't actually remember what comes around in the end. But something I noticed in this 4D thing is that, do you notice Farquaad? He's like obsessed with her again.
Yeah.
She's like full ogre. She's her true self. Mm-hmm. She's riding in an onion carriage, which is another.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another point of conversation.
Yes, that's actually onion the sneeze because she's allergic to the onion. She squirts the sneeze at you, not Shrek.
Yeah, oh, she's crying.
Yeah, forgive me, upset, Mike. It was Cameron who sneezed at me.
Yeah. Well, at what point has Farquaad died and then kind of realized that beauty is not skin deep?
Perhaps. Like, because he's no longer a fleshy vessel of his own self. So now he's like, I see deeper than these mortal beings that we are. I have seen into the eye of death and lived through it.
That's exactly
And now I know what the truth is.
Yeah. What he's trying to do in this 4D experience is get the ogre princess, put her on a raft in the water and kill her.
Yes.
So they can be immortal ghosts intertwined once more.
Do you think maybe funny for kids?
Yeah, yeah. It's really, you know.
Do you think maybe he thinks that if he kills her, she'll be like the hot white princess again?
No.
Would she go back to being the princess in death?
No. Because she was always
the ogre.
She was a real human girl, and then she got a curse on her.
I've watched three of these movies and a bunch of shorts, and I still don't know what
her dad is. A toad that got turned into a real boy, and then he had sex with Julie Andrews, and they had Princess Fiona, and then on her like 12th birthday or something,
he inseminated Julie Andrews.
Well, I don't think he was in the toad form at the time. I think he was not a toad, but a human chode. And so just regular style for that.
Okay, so like reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, regular. Like I said, normal stuff, like reverse cowgirl, 69ing, all of the cool shit. Anything that Austin does is normal.
Dude, I love that sort of shit.
So that's all normal, but she was cursed. Raised a human.
But it was a curse that made her an ogre.
Yeah.
But surely all curses end when you're dead. So then the spirit of the real Fiona would come out as she would, I think, in death. Would be the hot
one. Well, that really upsets me. Yeah, because if there's an afterlife in this, which I believe there is because there's ghosts.
It's a ghost.
Then
when
Shrek and Fiona eventually, tragically, when we tragically lose them.
Oh, God, I hope I don't see that.
They will go to the hereafter and Fiona will be back to being human and Shrek will still be ogre and they're going to be like, oh, who? They're going to not even know each other.
What's Shrek going to say?
He's going to go, Fiona?
Is that really you?
Is that you? We should have chosen life. Life. Choose heroin.
They OD'd. in Edinburgh?
Yeah, they OD'd in Edinburgh. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome,
and
dude.
That's something is awesome. And Fiona's going to be like, well, I'm back to being a human. There's so many sexy humans around here. And she might, you know, just like not root him in heaven anymore. And
she cares. Fiona's good. Shrek's bad. That's what we
would she go back
say.
To Far... So she would not go back
she
to
would never go to Farquaad.
No, she doesn't like him.
So what's the verdict? Because I was kind of like, oh, well, Farquaad's had this gorgeous character transition. Like, yes, he's like murderous. And this
is beautiful.
Yeah, he's, yes, he's murderous, and yes, like, the, you know, they're on a raft and they've got that knight that's working for Farquaad, the ghost of Farquaad, whatever. Like, there's a lot of rage there, but at the same time, Farquaad's transcended these human flaws, which is, like, skin deep beauty.
He's basically a fucking god.
Yeah, he's a god, and he's, you're right, he's seen beyond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and he's like, you know what? When you're dead, when you're in this immortal form, you know what, skin beauty doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Skin's just skin.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for ages.
I know, and it makes me uncomfortable because you whisper it to me. But this is what Shrek is. Yeah. This, you've just perfectly surmised it for us, because Shrek is a children's family film franchise. There is not one element that is suitable for children in any of these films, apart from fairy tales. But it's always like donkey fucks a dragon, people die and then they grow, and they, you know, there's all this weird stuff. And there's also no jokes for children at all. This film ends on a boner joke from Pinocchio.
Now like, that also made me very uncomfortable.
Because we see
Can
Shrek
you walk
and Fiona,
us through it, please.
Yeah, Vic, do you want
to
say it?
I would love to.
Because you had a visceral reaction when we watched it.
I did.
You stood. You paced around the room and you went beet red.
Yeah.
She said, what does that mean? What does that mean?
What does that mean? And I'll tell you what it means. So we have Shrek and Fiona, and Donkey has just flown off on the dragons going to make waffles. And then Fiona's...
We know what that means.
Fiona actually says, oh, what does that mean? And and then Shrek's like, oh, no, that's a whole other story or something to that effect, which it makes it seem like
which
it
really is. For me, that's a sledgehammer. We didn't need that.
Yeah, we didn't. It was just really... hitting us on the head with it. But then they're making out. They do make out. They're like, oh, what a lord.
And you see tongues.
Yeah, you see a tongue. You see a little Tinkerbell fairy around. And then they're parted with Pinocchio, who pops up right in the middle at crotch height between them.
Mm-hmm. I'd
then,
say dick,
yeah.
dick height.
Yeah.
And bean
deep,
height.
Deep, yeah.
deep.
Deep
in Pinocchio.
Deep in, and that's where he was. And then he lies. I can't remember what he lies about.
Oh, okay.
They said, Shrek says, what are you doing? He says, oh, nothing.
Yeah,
and
he's
what?
Bloody watching them. And then his nose grows wooden and stiff and long.
Phallic.
Phallic.
Pinocchio famously is a grower.
He's a grower.
Whereas you are a shower.
Yeah, I'm always showing off.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's
so the full exchange is, what are you doing? Nothing, and then nose grows to symbolize lying, which means what was he doing? Because he was clearly doing something, and his hands are below frame.
Yes,
and I don't know what's
as
going
is his
on.
Waist.
But I think the implication is that he was watching and enjoying himself, and that is the end of a children's 4D experience. I think not. That's for teens and mums and dads
and grandmas. Your nan would love it.
Nana loved it.
Yeah. It's funny when the puppet gets a boner.
I don't know. It made me actually feel really uncomfortable.
I thought it was a funny joke, to be honest.
I actually
thought it was really funny. I'm a knockabout kind of guy. I love that kind of
but
stuff.
But also Shrek and Fiona kind of thought it was a joke. Like they were into it.
They were like, oh, Pinocchio.
They're like on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty blue time on your honeymoon, right? When you're on a honeymoon,
I've
it's
been
more,
on one, and I can tell you,
it's dirtier.
I reckon
jokes.
It's super progressive. It's just like all these awesome different characters are all in this progressive honeymoon hotel, which is
it
what
literally
it's called,
is called Hotel Honeymoon.
That Shrek and Fiona are staying, and they're like, guys, we're joining you. And Shrek and Fiona are like, what is love if not for everyone?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, speaking from experience, I'd be furious if I rocked up to my honeymoon hotel and all my little fuckhead friends were kicking around and I'm trying to smooch on with the love of my life, and then Alexi pops his head between us, dick and bean height, and I say, what are you doing? And he says, nothing, and then starts jerking off. I'd be absolutely...
Yeah, but I love that kind of stuff. That's funny. That'd be so funny.
I would hate it.
I reckon you're just a bit of a lesser guy, though.
I guess I'm not that woke, right?
Yeah, man.
Was there anything else that we want to discuss about the Shrek 4D experience? Because it is set like in the Universal Park. We watched the Singapore version.
Yeah.
It's got an amazing production design. You're walking around Far, Far Away Town. It's very immersive until you see fat tourists walking around, which breaks the immersion of it. You see Donkey do a little bit of stand-up.
Yeah, you said you saw it. So did you see Donkey do stand-up?
Yeah, so...
Can I ask, was it Eddie Murphy's raw stand-up from the 80s?
They just made a puppet talk to it. No, so you see a very poorly made puppet of Donkey sprout up from behind the curtain, and it's a real dude riffing. Like there's a dude with a microphone somewhere going like, "Hey, come on, guys, let's do this," and stuff like that. And it's just basically him riffing around and like ripping on the kids in the audience.
Oh, but he's as the donkey.
And it's a guy doing a subpar Eddie Murphy impression.
And can I ask?
He must be white.
It's a white guy.
It has to be. You can tell from the tone in his voice.
Oh, goodness.
And that's my big problem with the Shrek games, which I pointed out, is that it's voiced by a white guy. It's a white guy doing an impression of
Eddie Murphy.
A black man doing an impression of a donkey. And I find it all too much.
And it's like you can hear, you can tell this guy's in a booth just nervous, but he's like, I've got to give it a red hot go for my paycheck. But it's funny. that's all there really is. So we've got one other thing. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about with the Shrek 4D experience before we move on to part two?
I just wanted to ask, did you guys enjoy like the... You know, they're kind of exploring this new brand of humor, which is like the 4D brand of humor, which is a totally new brand of comedy, right? Because I noticed a couple times where the joke is purely the 4D joke. Yep. So there's no other dimension to the joke. So it's like one spider pops down, Shrek's like, get out of here. And then a thousand spiders pop down.
So yeah, I thought that was very cheap.
And the spiders in
very
the...
Very cheap.
You didn't react well to it.
No, I did not react well. Nothing to do with the plot.
No, that's true.
It was just there for the spectacle, for the 4D.
Yeah, but you're saying that from someone who had a 3D experience, not a 4D.
2D, in fact. 2D. You watched it on a YouTube.
Half of this room did not have the 4D experience.
Yeah.
And I think, you've said your piece, Vic. I'll say my piece. Yeah. And together, as a duo, I think we're speaking 100%. We did not enjoy those elements of this.
No.
Because, and I'm with you, because there's a couple of scenes where Shrek is pointing at the camera in a way that I felt was gratuitous and I didn't enjoy. I'm like, okay, we get it. Your big dirty finger is pointing at us, but surely there's more interesting ways you can use that 3D.
Well, I could tell moments where the 4D would be used for good.
Yeah.
For good
and
hire.
You've got to use it wisely, don't you?
And it was during the dragon fireball sequence two dragons, you
That's
had stone
cool
stone dragon from the grave chasing hot dragon.
Hot sexy dragon.
With the donkey on the top through the air, and there were fireballs.
Yep.
Like that was in the plot. That actually adds to the tension and drama. And then that's exciting. But these spiders... Why did they need to be spiders?
It's actually a really
cool
effect.
Why did it have to be spiders?
Actually really awesome if you guys saw it.
That's like, if you watch it as a 4D experience, it's the top experience of the whole thing.
But we didn't get that experience.
So I'll recreate it for you because basically what it is, you see the spiders, they fall down to the ground and then you're like, oh, well, this is a movie. I'm safe now. Just kidding, because you're not safe. The spiders crawl around on your legs as little bustly air squirters behind your feet.
Air guns,
excuse me. And they're spraying air at you and you're feeling them run over your little ankles and stuff. And it's very creepy.
And that would particularly be effective for me because I famously wear sockets.
No, you wear ballet socks. But you know, we could have done that. I could have hopped beneath the chair and blown on your ankles or something like that. So you could have had
that
cool
experience. I'm married.
No, I'm actually sorry. When I sign up for a Shrek 4D adventure, I'm not signing up for an arachnophobic attack.
Okay.
I'm not there for that.
Can I say my least favorite element of the 3D or 4D experience?
I will allow it.
Cookie Man.
Okay, Gingy.
Gingy jumps out of his house. He's been basting a sign on his door. He's got a baster in his hand.
Are you kidding
me? It's icing.
I know
icing.
Where you're going.
It's
and
icing.
This is the best
He drops part. The icing. He jumps down onto the icing and it squirts at us, the audience.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know what? Unnecessary. Let's just cut
it's
away.
It's just a little detail. Mm, it's dude. Rich world building.
I don't think
you
so.
Are such a Grinch.
No, I'm not.
You are grinching out.
No, I'm not. I'm not grinching out.
Okay, like Gingy is one of the best parts of that
I think so.
Whole thing.
He's
he
so
has
cute.
Killer lines.
Yep.
You know the line I'm talking
He's
about.
Yes,
oh, he does. Let's go to this
he
line.
He has incredible lines.
Do so the lines.
Basically, Shrek, you know, selfish dude. He just comes flying in on the onion carriage. He goes through the house. There's a near miss. Then Gingy is the next house that's on the block.
Yeah.
Mm.
They go straight through the gingerbread house that Gingy has spent all day and probably a week building.
Probably a while,
from
actually.
Bread.
Yeah.
And Shrek goes straight through it, rips apart the interior of the house. Who knows how much damage is done.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gingy somehow...
Gingy knows.
gets himself onto the back of the wheel of the carriage as the carriage is speeding off. It's a hit and run. And then Gingy goes, I hope you're insured because that house cost me a lot of dough.
Great line.
There it is.
That's the line. So clever.
And we think maybe there that was a Chappelle line.
Yeah. We do think Chappelle ghost wrote this.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
To clarify.
Yeah,
Dave
not
Chappelle.
Corby.
Not Chappelle Corby, but when will she get free? Is she here yet?
Is she out? I'm sorry, I forgot about that story.
Okay, so my only thing in summation is that I can't check this film until I've had the full 4D experience. So I can't sign off on whether this is good or bad until I go. And I think maybe Vic, we should spring for
I still can't go because I'm not allowed. For motion sickness, but also I'm asthmatic. So I think that...
I'm asthmatic too, though.
The mist would really irritate you guys.
Well, maybe we should go. We pop a ginger tablet. A couple of Ventolins.
Yeah.
Afflictatide as well for preventative care.
We'll fly to Singapore.
And we'll fly to Singapore.
And we'll come back and let you guys know.
Yeah, what we think of
I promise you guys, once you've had one 4D experience, it's hard to go back to a regular cinema experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's
you're just
real
like,
boring.
It's so shit. You watch like The Matrix and you're like, there's parts in which it's parts in which you could be getting like sprayed in the face and they just don't do it. And you're waiting for that sensation. You're waiting for the next thing, man.
Every time you see Morpheus sneeze in a movie, you're like, fuck, I want to get squirted all over. Why is he squirting?
Yeah.
But we did watch one other Shrek short. It is a little movie called Far, Far Away Idol.
You're giving me a headache.
Oh, that's real sweet, Gingy.
You ever heard of a ginger snap?
Ah, wizards on you guys.
Come on, they're just having fun. They're really not that bad.
Not that bad?
I will take that as a compliment, princess. Oh,
you should.
Simon?
Because I rarely give them.
Easy, Simon. The competition hasn't even started yet.
I can't help being judgmental. It's who I am.
Alrighty. Who's up for a little contest then?
Yeah, bring it on.
Welcome to Far, Far Away Idol, where you, that's right, you at home, get to vote along with our judges, Shrek, Fiona, and Simon, to crown the next Far, Far Away Idol. First up tonight,
it's Dunkin' Time!
Now, what I actually love about this, and this is the genius behind this podcast, is we've chosen these two shorts... not because we lacked other material, but because they were both written by the same man. It's actually an author study.
Yeah. This is Autorist.
It's an Autorist.
This is an Autorist-based podcast.
It is, and this is the wonderful Lipman. What's his name?
David Lipman.
David Lipman, who is actually a producer. So this is your job. You tell us what the thing is. I've taken over.
Oh, my goodness.
So his name is David Lipman, and he produced a lot of the... I fucking don't know.
He produced Shrek 2.
Shrek and Shrek 2, and... He's got two writing credits. One is Shrek 4D, The Full Ride, and Far, Far Away Idol.
So he has two writing credits in the entire world, and then these two shorts
that we've watched today. So we've witnessed this guy's entire, I guess, canon. He's writing canon. This is his body of work.
That's so mean. As if he hasn't like been in the room on like Everyone Loves
Raymond
or something like that.
I'm sure he's pitched jokes. Yeah.
He's the kind of guy. He's the producer who's just there because he can be organized and he's excited to be there.
But you can't say that's a writing credit. If you've been in the room, and I've been in the room.
But then they're like, he's like, oh, give me a go. And they're like,
all right, mate. Wines for Cookie Boy.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, mate, you can do the bloody short. You can do a short.
We'll give you two shorts.
They give you two
and
shorts.
And one will be a DVD extra.
And he's so excited. He's finally got this writing credit. And he puts his heart and soul, every like emotional, creative energy that he has, he just puts it into these two shorts. And we watched the second one, the Far, Far,
Far Away Idol, which is in between Shrek's 2 and 3.
And you can actually tell that he's a producer.
Yes.
Because he used his connecting mind to have a bit of a cameo in the Far, Far Away Idol show.
We did, in fact, see Mr.
Oh.
Simon Cow is a judge in this. So Shrek, Fiona, and Simon Cow are the judges on Far, Far Away Idol, which takes place in an old food market. That is unpopulated. There's no audience. They're just judging their friends as they sing.
This is actually the setting for the climax of Shrek 2.
Shrek 2, they just...
Which did end with a song and with Puss and Donkey duetting on Live and La Vida Loca, which we begin... This short begins
right
moments after,
after
that. Is
this
finished.
Is the quantum of solace of the Shrek universe. It starts 1 second after the first ends.
Yeah, and I want to know what happened in that second.
Probably they're singing. They're drunk. They seem drunk.
They seem wasted.
So they're wasted, they're singing, and they're like, actually, let's put on a real show. Simon Cowell, come judge these dudes.
And it is
I call him Simon Cowell then.
Now, that would have been funny if they punned on it and they got a famous cow in.
Like a big Daisy Moo cow.
Yeah.
It'd be so awesome.
But they didn't. They went for a photorealistic...
It's very... He's so real. His hair is more real than the real Simon Cowell's with that weird center slash no part.
And we had
hair.
To pause for a second.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, we were mouths agape.
Yes,
and two, our Uber Eats arrived and we had to dish up some tasty curries.
Lucky our mouths were open. Easy access for the food.
And then we came right back into it. I can't remember who said it. It was one of us. One of us said, Simon Cowell looks hot. And I gotta say, he does. I mean, he looks good.
Yeah. Oh, he looks like... I watched a documentary today on sex robots. He looks like one of those.
Yeah. Now, I gotta get me one of those Simon Cowell.
He's so real, but he's still hot because he's just that little bit not real. He's that little bit perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate... That's like what a sex robot
is, guilt
free.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like he's...
Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Robert Zemeckis. Yeah.
And what's really... what's really unnerving...
Hot, I love it.
It's really unnerving about the whole thing is that he's actually so much more real than the other human characters.
Yes.
Which is like, it's like he's like 2017 animation.
Yes.
And the others are like still 2004 Pixar's made a breakthrough, but we're still not quite there.
You know, I'm only going to do this if you do me look real good. That's what he said.
Yeah. And he had some other great lines as well. He got some classic Simon Cowellisms in there. I will say that during Shrek the Two, I was very upset with the Joan Rivers cameo because Joan Rivers, famously catty persona, famously quite mean and snarky towards people, but in Shrek 2
she's nice.
She's very nice. She compliments everyone all the time.
Boring.
And I thought, give me that mean
I
Joan,
want that Joan stank. Put the Joan stank on it.
Joanie. And then I thought this time, okay, we're gonna get full Simon
dress
Cowell.
Him down.
But he's quite nice.
Yes.
He just has a few snarky things.
What's
puns.
The snarkiest pun that he does?
Pinocchio tries to sing. He sings Domo Origato, Mr. Roboto.
Very funny.
And Simon Cowell says, oh, Pinocchio, get real.
Yeah, because it's
so clever.
That's really mean because Pinocchio's biggest dream is to be real.
Yeah.
And he says it in a mocking way.
If we are following the chronology of Shrek 2, and this takes place at this point seconds after Shrek 2, in the climax of Shrek 2, Pinocchio was struck by a spell and turned into a real boy
for a hot second.
And he said, I'm a real boy, I'm a real boy. And then the spell hit him again and he turned back into a puppet. So this guy has just gone on an emotional roller coaster. And then this prick from sunny old England skips across the pond and says, get real, in a sarcastic tone. And this boy's heartbreak.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Poor wooden boy.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
So he gets his own back with that boner joke, though.
Yeah, he gets to get stiff in the
4 years earlier in the 4D movie.
And what other songs were saying?
You got to see your beloved Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots did...
You'll be
Boots are made for walking.
I mean, famously, you all know I love pussy, least of all when it's in boots. I love them boots. I love puss. I think Antonio Banderas is so funny. He's got a great voice. I think the character is cool and very attractive. And he sings These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yeah.
And good rendition.
Our mate Lipman didn't try that hard.
No.
Picking the songs.
No.
At all.
It is like a first, it's like every song is a pun.
Yeah, it's like the first thing you think of in a writer's room that you don't say because you don't want to look basic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's gone for it.
You always go for idea three.
Yeah.
He went for idea one.
Now,
let me
for idea one.
A little quiz for you guys if you can remember
who I'm
did what.
This.
Okay,
I'm
Donkey, what was his song?
He was the best though.
He was the best.
Technically, Donkey had the best.
Eddie has got a great voice.
What did he sing?
I remember. Okay, so this is. Let me try and work it out in my head. So Donkey, he is famously hooking up with the dragon once again.
Oh yes,
and he's
I remember
turned
now.
On by it all.
Burn, baby, burn.
Oh. Disco Inferno.
That's right. Yeah, and then he is, you know, the dragon goes, does the, and has the fire.
Yeah.
And then Simon goes, you're on fire, donkey. But he was quite literally on fire.
Yeah, he thinks it's a compliment.
It's like, thanks, brother.
Yeah. Is that what he
was that you?
Is that what he's doing?
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Like, he's buying to do the voice for the next game.
And then we know Pinocchio did his Mr. Roboto.
Yep, Mr. Roboto.
Next was the ugly stepsister.
Yeah.
As famously played by Larry King. What did Larry King sing?
God.
What would it be? What would an ugly stepsister man sing?
Oh, it's Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Girls Just
You guys aren't going to beat me with this one.
You're killing
it. Memory of an elephant.
And of course, Fiona famously says, you go, girl.
Which was?
Question mark.
Which was uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing offensive stuff all over in 2003.
Yeah.
So and this ugly stepsister is a woman.
She's a woman. Sure, she's voiced by an old Jewish journalist. But she is a real woman in this.
She's
and
a real
I think
woman.
She should be treated as such.
Yeah. The wolf. What did the wolf sing?
Hungry that's like the wolf.
Absolutely. Prince Charming.
Sorry, guys. I get so competitive.
What did Prince Charming sing?
I'm too sexy for
you
my shirt. Yeah, baby. Right, she's Fred. Back.
One on the board. Cookie Boy.
Oh.
Sugar.
Yes.
The Archies. Oh,
such a good song.
Captain
well.
Hook. Come on.
Hooked on a Feeling.
Hooked on a Feeling. Famously from the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
What did Shrek and Fiona sing?
If it don't go breaking my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't if I Shrek.
That was from Ella Enchanted when they sang that.
No, they sang What I Like About You.
And
we found their performance to be
underwhelming.
Basic, luster.
Trite.
Yeah.
Boring
and shite,
and also self-indulgent.
So self-indulgent.
No chemistry either in that.
And they've just been reunited, but that's you can tell Shrek's a faker.
Yeah.
I reckon Shrek does not love Fiona as much as Farquaad, as we've now discovered.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Farquaad would do anything for her.
We're team Farquaad now.
I think so.
I'm team Farquaad.
Shrek is a sociopath who's read a few books on how to. Fake empathy, and he's done it just enough to win himself a wife and a couple of friends.
So true, because he's so fucking selfish. He's always like, Fiona, let's move back to the swamp.
Is that you doing donkey again?
Yeah, brother.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Brother?
Yeah, well, like, what is there for Fiona to possibly do in Shrek's little snot pit that is his home, you know?
Exactly.
It's so fucking gross. It's this like, batch pad, and there's just donkeys always there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, like, a big supply of, like, snotty candlesticks. You guys remember
it's
that?
A studio.
He picks his nose, he makes a candlestick out of it. That's
notorious.
Oh, okay. Well, it's, you know, it's all coming from the same Shrek pipe.
It's all the same, the Shrekstem. It's a Shrekstem. The sinus, ear, it's all.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Ear, nose, and throat, doctor.
He's a real dick. And also, I think their relationship is like. For me, in that last bit where they're like singing the song for the benefit of everyone else, they're like, look how cute we are.
Yeah.
We're this couple. They're like the people, you know, that get married and then their wedding album, they just upload so many wedding albums.
Yeah. And like a day after the wedding.
They're like, look at this wedding. They're on their honeymoon. They're uploading honeymoon albums. And they're like, look, everyone, look at this life that we've made together. But I don't think they actually live in it.
Why do you think she stays with them then?
Well, she's an ogre, man. I haven't seen any other ogres swamping around. I don't know about you.
Maybe Fiona is the one who's truly 4D.
What does that mean?
Well, that
she's
a prop.
4D. She loves that D.
I think it's true.
I think it's that she's the prop.
And you can interpret it that way if you like. And I.
But we're, like I said last time, Fiona's got Stockholm Syndrome coming out the wazoo. She was captive for her whole life as a teenage girl. True. And now she's gone after the first guy that showed her some interest.
Totally.
And now she's just stuck there with him treating her like shit, walking over her like a doormat.
Mm. And the singing on a stage.
Yes, that's her
one
moment
of joy.
Shrek's
doormat. Shrek's doormat doesn't say welcome, it says go away.
That's actually true. Oh, but we forgot the most important part of Far
Of course,
Away Idol,
they're about to announce
the winner.
Simon Cowell, a little pigeon comes carrying a piece of paper. He reads it. What does it say?
Well, it covers his face while he's saying it all because it's for a DVD. You can select who you would like the winner to be. And so if the viewer chooses Donkey, Puss, or Shrek and Fiona, the winner will perform an encore. If another winner is selected, Simon Cowell will protest and sing a rendition of Frank Sinatra's My Way, which is the version that we saw.
Yeah. So obviously it wasn't interactive for us, so yeah, we get... And the winner is... Oh, it's me, Simon Cowell.
I can't believe it. It's me, Simon Cowell.
I've just gotten here from across the pond. Ooh. I'm about to sing you a bloody song, aren't I?
And everybody thought that I was just a judge, but I'm a real star here.
Am I from Liverpool or am I from the streets of London?
So we saw that he's great, he's a beautiful talent, and it's really funny.
It's really funny because Simon Cowell's known for singing, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
He's a talent judge, not a talent supplier.
Did we find out if it was really him singing? Because the singing was fantastic.
Some guy called Rick Risso, I believe.
Italian, much like Frank Sinatra himself. But also Mike Myers. Mike Myers, does he sing? Or is it Michael Goff?
I think it's Michael Goff, who we discussed on the last episode,
who did provide the voice for Shrek in the video game. So he's the singing voice for Shrek. But Mike Myers, the beautiful horny man himself, the father, son of the horny ghost, that is Mike Myers, did sing. He did not sing. He just provided the vocals for Shrek. And you know, Shrek sucks. That's it.
Shrek sucks.
Guys, should we check these two films?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want you to go first, Alexi.
Okay, I'm going to check Shrek the 4D experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. To me, this might be my favorite Shrek thing because I like the ghost stuff that Jenna was talking about. I think that made it a rich tapestry of stories yet to be woven, and it's only in 12 minutes, which is the best amount of Shrek I've been able to handle. And then Shrek Far, Far Away Idol, it's not good. I hated it. Because it's just that one joke. It's just them singing the easiest song that they could possibly sing, and it's not funny. Simon Cowell is not funny.
All right, Vic?
Yeah, well, see, I'm going to look at it as a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lippman.
Lippman's work.
Lippman's work. And I must say, as an auteur, I think he's actually quite limited.
Okay.
In in a lot of the variety of the jokes. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Faraway Idol, it was pretty much... Pun City,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, first time writer, producer, probably mm-hmm. thinks that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'd disagree with Lippman. And the 4D experience, I think, is less of a you know, literary work as much as it is an experience. And in that case, it his strengths shone through. He's a producer. He creates, he curates, but he does not know how to write a joke.
That's true. A lot of people say life is not a movie, it's a ride. So he did capture a lot of what it is.
He was at his strength when he was producing the experience. And even though we didn't experience it in 4D, and I never will.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Cameron just sneezes in your face. Jenna, do you want to check these works?
Yeah, look, I'm kind of with Vic on this one. Mm-hmm. I like looking at it as a body of work. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. I think Lippman has really grand ideas, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
He's going for gold. He's going for the home run. But they're half baked.
Yeah.
Much like the cookie boy himself.
Much like the gingerbread the gingerbread man himself, he is half baked.
Yeah, like the first film of Dave Chappelle. Half baked.
Much half baked about this 4D experience. Mm. I appreciated the way in which they maneuvered it to the 4D medium. I thought they did really well with that. Like setting up, there's a lot of layers to this joke, much like an onion, much as reference in the
or a parfait
or an ogre
but there's a lot of layers to it that I think we have to appreciate. They have to set up that Fiona sneezes, so they put her in a carriage, mm-hmm. and that carriage is an onion.
So they had to do that in a whole movie ahead of this.
They had to do that in a movie ahead just to set up the 4D joke that comes out in this film. Like, there's a lot of forethought from Lippman in this, but it never quite comes through, does it?
No.
This is great. This is actually the deepest check that I've ever witnessed. And I think it's a testament to Lippman that we've taken his work so seriously. I would like to say that while I cannot properly validate the 4D experience, as I have not experienced it, I think it is the most enjoyable Shrek bit of media that I've ever consumed. Mm-hmm. 12 minutes is a perfect slice of Shrek.
It is. It's the best Shrek.
Great amount of Shrek.
I wish that they weren't movies. I wish it was just a TV series.
Shrek shorts.
Yeah, or just a bunch of shorts that maybe screened before other better DreamWorks movies. Much like those that little lamp in Pixar.
Yes. I would, if this was before Ants, yum, 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 I'll eat the meal.
As for Faraway Idol, I know you guys did not enjoy it. I think I had a bit of fun with this one.
Okay,
because
why?
It is pure candy-coated cookie dough. And
that's Cameron's favorite food.
You know, it's dumb covers. It's cute characters singing them. You get puss in there. You get
nice.
You get the donk. I love it. I mean, like, I'm having fun up there with them. Sure, it's not clever, but it only goes for 9 minutes, and it's just a DVD extra. So yeah. Lippman, he knows who he's writing for. He's writing for the market.
The DVD
the
crowd.
DVD. Yeah, and I'm on board with his work here.
So we checked it. It's a mixed bag, much like life itself. But, you know, Mike, it's a good dose of Shrek. As compared to a full feature Shrek. So we Shreked it, and it was Shrek. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here on Mic Check. It's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you guys. You've got some cool stuff cooking up, more than half baked.
More than half baked, fully baked, baby.
Yeah. What you fully got?
Baked. So you've got John Conway Tonight Show on ABC2.
We have.
At 9 p.m. You can see it on iView as well, 9 p.m. on Sundays.
On Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a couple of cheeky sketches coming out for ABC's Fresh Blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also got a cheeky project on Fox 8 as well, which will be coming out in the upcoming months, which is cool.
Are you guys doing Sydney Comedy Fest?
Yeah, we literally cancelled
that
show
so
we cancelled it, and I still get emails about how many tickets we've
sold. Oh, you're still getting a ticket report.
Yeah.
They're good for the soul.
And they, not if you've cancelled your show and it still says zero. Zero, yeah. Zero, zero.
It would be troubling
zero.
If the numbers kept going up.
That's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
You just have to do the show.
Yeah, but don't come to our show. If you can get tickets, don't get them.
Get rid of them.
The show doesn't exist, so please don't come.
I think there's a link somewhere. There's like a ghost link in the machine.
Yeah, it still exists.
Yeah.
And where can people find you on social media?
We'll be at Freddie and Nip on Facebook.
Yeah. And on Instagram at Freddie and Nip.
Yeah, we love Instagram, man.
Instagram's great. Yeah, we've decided only two shows. We streamlined our socials this year.
Yeah, good move.
You just do the two. You do the Facebook, you do the Instagram.
I think it's too much having all of them.
No, you need to do the two.
I find that I enjoy Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I think they're a blast.
So great.
Because they're impermanent. And you put them up there, and then 24 hours later, they're gone. And that's the way Daddy likes it.
Yeah, you can just put...
Sorry for saying Daddy.
That's fun.
Good
on you guys. Yeah. We had so much fun.
Such a great time. We're going to go now.
Thanks for doing it for us. Thank you so much.
Thanks for hanging out, guys. It was an absolute pleasure.
Is there anything we need to plug?
Yes. On May 21st, we have got the first ever and probably only ever live mic check experience.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It is going to be 4D.
See it in 4D.
Fourth dimension is mojo.
Yes, and we're bringing it. We're going to be talking about the Love Guru live. We're not going to be watching it.
No.
You watch that in your own time, not with us.
We don't give a shit about watching a movie with you.
Yeah, you watch it on your own time. Come to hang out with us at the Chippo Hotel on 3 p.m. May Sunday 21st.
Yeah.
We're going to have some very cool guests on that show, so you're going to come watch us chat about the Love Guru.
I am going to be doing a show at the Sydney Comedy Festival that same night, in fact. And also the 18th and the 20th. So if you feel like coming along, go to the website, buy tickets. And if you want to do the double, come see the Love Guru live. Then
no, don't. We're not watching the movie live. I can't stress that
we
enough.
We will not be watching it live.
We're not watching it. Maybe I'll play it in the pub upstairs while it's like before the show if you want.
Come watch us talk about the Love Guru live and then swing on over to the factory. I'll be doing lifts, so I'll keep driving back and forth, taking as many people as I need with me to the factory, and we can come and watch me do stand-up comedy live.
It's also my birthday 2 days before, so if you bring a prezi for me, much appreciated. And also, if you liked what you heard, guys, give us 5 stars on iTunes. And in your review, leave us the name and title and concept for what you'd like our next super specific actor-based podcast to be. We got a suggestion from Jay Freeman, who said, "Between a rock and a hard Dwayne," about the films of Dwayne Johnson.
I do like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Cool.
I just watched a Dwayne Johnson movie, Fate of the Furious. Mm. We'd love to talk about it.
I think we'll be discussing that on our other podcast, the Blank Slate Movie Podcast.
Which you can also find online. Please tweet at us at MikeCheckPod or individually at I Am Cameron James or at This Is Alexi.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, just stay horny and stay cool.
Yes, Shrek out, brother.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast by Mike Myers. And we're clear.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.